This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. Well, as Ronald Reagan would say, there you go again. Now the Center for Biological Diversity, based in Portland, of course, is asking for endangered species protection for the Crater Lake Newt. Will this foolishness ever end? The biologists involved want an expedited declaration because the demise of the Crater Lake Newt is coming quickly. Oh, really? Let's just step back a minute and take a look at some facts. The biologists claim that invasive crayfish are eating the Crater Lake Newt at an alarming rate, and that's why they need federal protection and need it quickly. Well, not so fast. How did these non-native crayfish get into Crater Lake, you say? Well, the answer was they were introduced by man. Yep, meddling in nature once again. They were introduced into Crater Lake as a food source for fish back in, wait for it, 1915. That's right, 1915. So 108 years after introducing the crayfish to Crater Lake, we must now take immediate action to save the newt. Yep, it's only been 108 years since crayfish were put in the lake, but now we need immediate action. What a crock. Will this madness never stop? Don't these people realize that once endangered species protection is given to anything, that we the people will eventually suffer? After all, it's a rare day indeed if endangered species protection is ever dropped for anything. Simply look at the spotted owl or the Lost River and short-nosed sucker fiascos. They've been an unmitigated disaster for our community, and for what? The short answer is for nothing. Absolutely nothing. The answer is these biologists simply don't care. They give no thought whatsoever to what yet another endangered species designation will mean down the road. It will eventually mean restrictions on your ability to enjoy Crater Lake. It will inevitably mean hardship and economic pain for many of us in the basin. I can't stress it enough. It will bring pain and suffering any way you look at it. A fact I did not know was that the Brainiacs were stocking fish in Crater Lake in 1888 and continued until 1941. Once again, just screwing around with nature and, as usual, creating just another problem. And where would we be without the mention of global warming in the petition to list the newt as endangered? Oh yeah, good old global warming, which is the end-all of everything when environmentalists are involved. So to summarize, some 15,000 crayfish were introduced to Crater Lake in 1915, but are now gobbling up the Crater Lake newt after 108 years, and therefore immediate action is warranted. These biologists and environmentalists, well, they're never going to quit until we're all driven out of the basin and it becomes the squalid, mosquito-filled marsh that it used to be. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.